since 1988.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. We've got an outstanding broadcast lined up for you in this hour of the show. We're going to be chatting with a gentleman about a brand new product. He is standing by momentarily to tell us all about it. And also, Luann Hammond will be joining us from CarList.com and DrivingTheNation.com. I just like saying that. DrivingTheNation.com. That's right. She's going to be telling us about some of the cool things that she's been doing lately. I know she does extensive traveling, so we'll find out about some of her her upcoming trips as well as past trips and get her take on a number of important happenings going on in the world of automobiles. Also coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Larry Edsel. And Larry Edsel is a very interesting gentleman. Larry Edsel has a very, very cool website. It's called the iZoom.com is what it's officially called. He's also written all kinds of books about various automobiles. His most latest about the present generation of the Camaro. And also coming up on today's broadcast, coming up in the third hour, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, will be joined by, among other people, Sam Murtaugh from the Mecham Auction Company, which has just wrapped up a big classic car sale out in Dallas, Texas, and they'll be running down some of the highlighted vehicles it sold, as well as telling us all about some upcoming events. They've got an enormous number of events on the calendar. It seems like every weekend these days there's some major car event, and we do our best to cover it here for you live. Telephone-wise, here's how you can get a hold of us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, email boblongradio@yahoo.com. And also, I promise some trivia questions that we will sprinkle in from time to time. But right now, to tell us all about a brand new product, and I learned about this product just recently, receiving a press release, because I honestly wasn't aware of this product. It's a product called the Liberator Fuel Saver. It's my pleasure to welcome Leslie Gray, who is the Global Sustainability Technology Marketing Manager. Leslie, welcome to the broadcast, and how are you doing?
I'm doing great and very happy to be joining you this evening. Thanks for having us on.
Well, tell us all about the Liberator Fuel Saver. I understand it's an aftermarket auto part, and it basically improves the combustion process in your vehicle's engine. Tell us a little bit about how it works.
Well, the Liberator Fuel Saver is a fixed, non-moving cylindrical device. It's, we manufacture it in brass, and it inserts into your vehicle's intake manifold. And you're absolutely right, it improves internal combustion. What it does is it induces controlled turbulence into the intake air, and it creates what we like to call, what we've, you know, nicknamed the swumble, which is a combination of tumble and swirl of the airflow as it goes through the engine. And we've patented this actual airflow process. It pushes air through the engine at a higher velocity, much like a vacuum, creating greater engine combustion, resulting in better fuel economy, lower emissions, and increased low-end torque.
So it's a win-win.
It's a fabulous, it's a win-win. It's a win-win situation. What's different about our product, because many people have tried things like this in the past, fuel-saving devices in the past that just don't work. And the reason that ours works is because it actually sits behind the throttle blade inside the intake manifold.
Hmm. So that's a little bit of a different application than what we've seen from some of the other products that are somewhat similar in design, but then totally different when you point out the differences that you have.
Yeah, the biggest difference is you've seen a lot of devices that don't fit inside the intake, and they do manipulate airflow. The only problem is when the airflow hits that throttle blade, it's disrupted. So any changes you've made prior to the air hitting the throttle blade is nil, null and void. So that's the biggest difference in our product.
Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you have any questions for Leslie Gray, who is the Marketing Director for Global Sustainability Technologies, who created the Liberator Fuel Saver, we would love to hear from you. So tell us a little bit about the improvements that one can expect when installing the Liberator Fuel Saver.
Now, typically, users report a 1 to 2 mile a gallon gain in city driving and 2 to 4 in highway driving, although we have seen users see much greater results than that. We had a Hummer that actually got 4.8 miles to the gallon better in city driving, which is phenomenal. That's phenomenal. That meant everything to that gentleman, that he could gain that type of fuel mileage.
Definitely with gas, with the gasoline prices continuing to hover up and at times surpassing the $4 and, high threes, low $4 mark. I mean, we're all looking for ways to save money. So this sounds like a definite way that we all can save money. Tell us a little bit about the applications for the Liberator Fuel Saver. Is it available for all cars, all trucks, and all SUVs?
It's not available for every car. We do have it available for over 10,000 makes and models currently. So mm-hmm. It's available for most cars and SUVs. And it is available for heavy-duty diesel application. So if anyone driving a tractor and trailer, we have those available for all engines.
800-259-9231. Again, we would love to hear from you with any questions on the Liberator Fuel Saver. Tell us a little bit about your marketing strategy behind the name. It's quite a unique name, Liberator Fuel Saver.
We felt that that was the word liberator best described the liberating experience you would get from the relief of high gas prices at the pump, is where we developed that name.
Yep, that would make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the installation process. How easy is that?
Now, the installation process is very easy, and anyone that wants to take a look at these instructions can check out our website at www.liberatorfuelsaver.com. It requires a screwdriver, to remove the air hose, a ratchet, and a couple of sockets to remove the bolts on the manifold, and that's it. So I had minimal knowledge of engines prior to becoming involved with this product, and watched a person install one, and did it myself 10 minutes later. I watched Kenny Wallace's wife install one without absolutely no knowledge whatsoever. I just stood there and told her, do this, and easy as pie. The instructions, again, are very, very simple, and your listeners, should feel free to check those out on our website.
And once again, what's that exact website address?
It is www.liberatorfuelsaver.com.
Hold that thought, Leslie. When we come back on the other side, more about the Liberator Fuel Saver right here all across North America on Auto World.
Roll down the window of your car. Men accept a lot of things that seem to come with age, like gaining fat, feeling down, even a low sex drive. But these things aren't always age-related. It could be due to a natural decline in your testosterone levels. There is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a new cutting-edge supplement for men. Ageless Male is all natural, and it's clinically shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. Be the guy you used to be, with the youthful energy, the positive outlook, and the healthy sex drive you once had. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Hurry, this special offer won't last. Just call 800-750-1576. That's 800-750-1576. With Ageless Male, you can raise testosterone naturally by 61%. Don't wait another day. Just call 800-750-1576. That's 800-750-1576.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
From the TrueCar.com studios here at Pebble Beach, I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World alongside Matt Stone. He's an author. He's a Speed TV commentator. He's an automotive journalist extraordinaire. And he's one of my favorite guys in all of the automotive world. Hey there, Matt. How you doing?
doing fine, Bob. How about your own self?
I'm doing fine, hanging in there. This is an exhausting series of days, but nevertheless, what a beautiful sight it is, as usual, here at Pebble.
You know, a lovely woman just brought me a glass of champagne, so I'm good.
You're ready to settle down for an hour-long conversation here. You got your champagne. You're overlooking...
I'll kill that glass long before an hour. Not a problem.
You've been out there judging, and I noticed you got your 15-year badge on. So you, how long is that? How long you been doing it? 15?
A year ago. Last year was 15. So this is number 16 as a judge for me.
Wow. Tell our listeners around North America about the particular category that you've been judging.
Let's see. This being 2011, my category today was Class 01, which I realize is completely meaningless to anybody out there without a program. But that's post-war European Sport Open, which includes some Aston Martins and an Allard and a Ciata, a couple of Lancias, and some pretty cool sporty stuff.
And of the crowd, so to speak, I know they haven't given the awards out yet, but I'm sure all of these cars were exquisite. But any surprises among the bunch?
No, I'm not sure I would say surprises, other than the fact that what continues to impress and surprise me, Bob, is people say, don't the same cars keep coming to Pebble Beach every year? And the answer is no. The field is new every year. Occasionally, they will invite somebody back if their car fits into a particular class or a particular dedication or anniversary they're doing. But generally, no, the field is new every year. And it's like, where do they find all this stuff at this caliber every year to refill the tank from scratch with a whole new field here at Pebble Beach? And that's what one of the things that makes this show so very special.
Absolutely. And another thing that makes it special is in finding that field, they're reaching out not only across North America, but around the world. There are a number of folks who have flown their vehicles here from all four corners of the globe.
Absolutely, Bob. There are people who plan the car they will show here 2 and 3 and 4 years in advance or more. They will seek out a car and then begin its restoration and say, okay, well, we know they're going to have a special class for Voisin in 2015.
Yeah.
I don't know that they are. I'm just using that as an example. So they will buy their Voisin, and they'll have it in restoration for a couple of years and ready for a certain show coming up somewhere down the line. So a lot of these whales, as car collectors, they know what their car is 2-3 years ahead in advance, what they're going to bring here or what they're going to submit for the selection committee's consideration. That, folks, when you're doing that years in advance at this level, is big game car collecting.
Absolutely. Just the detailing. We were chatting a little bit earlier with one of the country's finest detailers, Tim McNair, who makes a living just basically doing Concours preparations. And folks spend just an amazing amount of money in the restoration and even the detailing for a show like this.
It's incalculable, Bob. I imagine if these owners ever added it all up, they'd shudder. Mm-hmm. What they spend to do this, of course, to buy a really great car and restore it or preserve it to this level. And I mean the very high level, highest levels of authentic restoration quality here. Then they got to transport it from who knows where and be here themselves to do it. And it's not an inexpensive weekend. So you come here with your family or your significant other or whoever, and you're spending a week here in a not necessarily modestly priced hotel by any stretch. Especially here, if you're staying here in Pebble Beach or at the Lodge or Spanish Bay, whatever, it's very expensive. You've got to have your car gardeners here with you, the guys who fettle the things and move them around, and those detailing crews, and maybe somebody from the restoration shop, maybe it's a mechanic, whatever, to keep the thing moving if necessary. It is an expensive proposition. And thank goodness for all the people who can afford it and do, in fact, play at this level of the game. Because that's what brings these great cars out of the woodwork and here onto the lawn at the 18th Paul of Pebble Beach, one of the great spots in all the world for a car show. We have a fabulous ocean view from where we're sitting, as you said, here with True Car, and a view of the lodge just over our shoulder, and lots of beautiful people and cypress trees and multi-gazillion dollar houses and champagne and beautiful folks and great, great cars.
And it's amazing, too, to see that you mentioned the word whales. We've seen a lot of folks hurt recently by the ups and downs of the stock market. And as an interesting sidebar of that, it seems to be a growing trend within the hobby to have people getting into the collector car world, taking their assets out of the stock market or the pitiful interest rates that are available in banks today for investments. So we're seeing kind of something that we saw in the late 80s, people who are putting their money into hard assets like collectible cars.
Well, I was speaking recently, Bob, with David Gooding, who, as you mentioned his name a little bit ago, one of the premier classic car auction houses in the world, no doubt. And I was asking David much that question. I said, what about this whole cars as investments thing? Mm-hmm. He said, well, it's not something we recommend or counsel people, but a whole lot of people have done very well with that. And if you make really shrewd moves and have some luck, right car, right time, right place, you don't always make money on a car when you sell it. You make the money on it when you buy it. Mm-hmm. Buying a great car for a really right price, or a car that you can make better and find some upside potential, a lot of people make a very good living with that. You're right, as opposed to your 201K, your investment account that's tied to stock values and bond funds and stuff like that, which can be doing really great one day and fall through the floor the next, as we've seen. And let's face it, those things aren't fun.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take them out and drive, take them on a 17-mile drive here in Monterey, or a great car show, or to a burger joint. Can't do it.
It can't be done. Absolutely not. Well, Matt, we really want to thank you for your time. Enjoy the rest of your champagne and the rest of your time here at Pebble Beach, and we'll get you back for a full hour of our broadcast really soon.
And for all of you out there who've never been here, just put this on your bucket list. You've got to come see Pebble Beach sometime. Don't let the upper crust attitude worry you a bit. There's on any given day, the world's greatest cars in a one-day event are right here at Pebble Beach, and you got to make it to your bucket list and come see this at least once. This is my 30th year here, and I hope to go for another couple dozen.
Sounds good to me, and I hope to be right alongside you.
Let's do it, buddy.
He's Matt Stone. Check out his website, mattstonecars.com. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you. Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Driving down the automotive information superhighway. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're here at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. It's the 61st annual here at this wonderful site, the 18th fairway of the Pebble Beach Golf Links. We're broadcasting today from the TrueCar.com studios. My name is Bob Long, joined by Jesse Toprak from TrueCar. Jesse, how you doing?
Very good, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You and I had a great conversation in New York, and I'm always amazed with your knowledge of the industry. I know you do this kind of nonstop gathering information. Tell our listeners a little bit about your role at TrueCar.com.
Wow. Where do I start? So mostly it has to do with looking at the mountains of data that we collect and telling the story behind the data. We collect data from various sources, including dealership data, finance data, insurance data, and we now have over half of all transactions that happen in the United States. Within a matter of a day or two after we buy a car, we can actually see that in our extensive database. And with that and other data points that we now have, including demographic data that shows buyer behavior, who buys what and why they buy what they buy, combining buyer behavior with actual transaction data and connecting the dots is really what we're currently working on. So my role is to look at data and see what the emerging trends are, and talk to media about what we see happening in the marketplace, spread the word about TrueCar, and try to make sense out of a lot of the noise of the data that becomes rather difficult to see what's happening in the industry. You have to go beyond the layers of the data that is collected, that includes sales data, that includes demographic data. So it's basically every day looking at spreadsheets, which is not necessarily the most fun part of the job, but trying to see what's happening in the industry and also forecasting what might be happening in the future.
Let's talk about some of the emerging trends that you've seen in recent months. Certainly, the price of gas has been quite high, and I would imagine that has affected the automotive marketplace, along with, a few months back, the tragedy in Japan, the tsunami, and the aftereffects of that, plus the general downturn in the economy. So there are lots of things in play here.
Right. So this was an unusual year, yet another unusual year for the automotive industry. We started out the year actually pretty robust. In fact, the January and February sales rates exceeded our expectations. We went over 13 million SAR. And then March, the quick hit, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And that, we thought that was going to be a big, big speed bump on the way to recovery for automotive industry. And it turned out to be indeed a major, major speed bump. And what ended up happening is that I think the quake, when everything was said and done this year, probably cost the industry about 150 to 200,000 units in sales this year. That's just a direct impact of the quake. But what also happened is that the whole lack of inventory created a chain event in the automotive industry, where just the hysteria created by the assumption that people won't be able to find what they're looking for in the lot enabled dealerships to mark up cars that they probably shouldn't have marked up as much, and maybe taking some advantage of the situation. But also, dealerships didn't know either. They didn't know if they were going to be able to get inventory or when they're going to be able to get inventory. So a lot of these price fluctuations were partly real lack of inventory, but mostly perception of lack of inventory. So we dealt with that over spring and summer. We've seen great price fluctuations for most gas-efficient cars that are made in Japan. The vehicles that were most affected were the ones that are made solely in Japan, sold in the U.S. market, like the Prius. Prius was actually the best example of a vehicle that had the biggest jump in prices.
Right.
Right before tsunamis, it was selling around invoice, dealer invoice. Mm-hmm. And after tsunamis, it went over MSRP. So we've seen in some markets about a $4,000 swing for the Prius in a matter of a month. And then we dealt with high gas prices for a while. And that considerably changed what people looked at and bought. We've seen consumers reacting the usual way, as we've seen in the past. When the gas prices are high, they go buy the gas-efficient cars. And when it goes down, they go back to buying large cars. What is interesting now, though, looking at the pattern of sales the last several years, every time gas prices come back down, the sale of the gas-efficient vehicles, small cars, they go down, but they don't go down as much.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like if you can envision a stock ticker going right to the right,
sure,
and there's ups and downs. It goes down sometimes, but every time it goes down, the down point is higher than the last down point, the lowest point. So the meaning behind that is that compact car share is increasing over time steadily, even though there are a part of the market share for those vehicles that is reactive to gas prices. Given the choice, consumers still like their larger vehicles, but I think the availability of smaller cars and the fact that they're now actually considered cool are making them more or less stable. You have vehicles like the Fiat 500, you have the Fiestas coming to the marketplace, and actually people who could afford a larger vehicle are preferring to buy these cars because they think they're cute. They think they're stylish.
Yep. They're hip, and for the first time, too, in American history anyway, you can get a lot of the luxury features on the smaller vehicles that used to be only in larger or luxury vehicles, leather upholstery, power seats, navigation systems, lots of cool stuff in small vehicles. So that's a trend we're seeing as well.
Yes, that's actually one of the other big trends we've seen so far this year. Last several months, actually 3 months in a row, we've seen the highest average transaction prices in the U.S. new vehicle history, industry history. And that, when you think about it, it seems a bit counterintuitive, right? There's a lot of uncertainty. Marketplace, stock market is up and down. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of uncertainty in the political environment. And yet, we're seeing average transaction prices as high as ever. That there seems to be a disconnect. And then when you drill down and try to figure out why this happened, you see sort of what you're talking about, where consumers who downgraded from a larger vehicle, like the amenities that they're used to in their large car in a smaller package. In other words, they're okay with getting a smaller, perhaps a little bit cheaper car, but they don't want to give up the amenities that they're used to in their larger car. So they get the Navi, they get the leather, they get everything else that they're used to, but get in a smaller package. So what they do, what this does to the marketplace is that the prices that's paid for smaller vehicles actually go up dramatically. So consumers, instead of buying a $15,000 small car, they're buying a $24,000 small car. And some of the other factors in the industry, which is very low interest rates, near non-existent cost of funds for a lot of the lenders, and extremely positive environment for leasing, are also enabling consumers to buy more car. Hence, the end result ends up being a higher transaction price for most of the vehicles. Another part of the reason for higher transaction prices clearly had been the lack of inventory, as dealerships didn't have to discount their cars as much. Their transaction prices went up. When you look at the volume out there, the volume is down. But if you look at the profitability of dealerships per unit, that's up because they're able to better optimize their profits. Manufacturer incentives are down. Compared to last year, we're down significantly. And the chances are we're going to probably go up in the rest of the year, but it's not going to be that drunken sailor type of spending, you know, put $3,000, $5,000 in every car. Manufacturers have become much better in optimizing how they spend their incentive dollars. Most manufacturers now have a whole team of people whose only job is to figure out how much is spent on each model, down to trim level, not even model, different engine types sometimes, convertible coupe body types.
Right.
In what region? How much is spent? How long do they have the program? What type of incentives?
Interesting.
Should you put a cash incentive or a finance incentive? Or put a lease incentive? Or you pay the dealer to figure out what to do? You give them the cash. So if you put all these combinations of different ways of offering incentives together, that is literally thousands of different combinations.
Staring out his window. Notice things are different now that you're a little older? Lower energy, more fat, it all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. We can boost testosterone by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Be an Ageless Male. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-291-4644. 1-800-291-4644. 1-800-291-4644.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcast tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Jesse Toprak is with us from TwoCar.com. We're talking about emerging trends and some of the cool things that are going on behind the scenes in the automotive world. And Jesse, a couple of things just to follow up on some of the points that you were making. I've always said, and I know designers have said the same thing, it costs the same to make a pretty car as it does to make an ugly car. And we've seen a brand like Honda come in with vehicles like the Sonata that are extremely very well designed. They're very good looking cars. They look more expensive than they actually price out at. And this is something that's really important, and the emotional part of the car buying decision is very much swayed by styling.
It is. And again, going back to the dealership days, every morning we used to have a sales meeting, and the sales managers will go to salespeople and say, they will tell them, sell the sizzle, not the steak. You're selling the excitement of the car. You're selling the smell. You're selling the vision of you sitting in the car taking trips. And that emotional part of owning a car, buying a car, has been a tricky proposition for dealerships. When people are uncertain about their jobs, their homes, their retirement, they're less likely to worry about that sizzle. They're more practical now. Mm-hmm. And the hope is that as we have more stability in the economy, we will have the want to buy a car buyers coming back in showrooms on top of the need to buy a car buyers. Because right now, that's all we're getting. I mean, if you look at it, really, who's buying a car? It's people who have to get a car.
Yeah.
Their lease is up or their car's breaking down. Somebody's going to college. There's some sort of need that propels you to go buy a car now. There is some people who can still buy a car and just like buy a car, but that's a very small percentage of the buyers now. Mm-hmm. Now, the way we were selling 16, 17 million cars a year was because about 4 or 5 million people who really didn't need a car kept buying cars.
Mm-hmm.
again, 10 plus years ago in the dealership days, I used to have customers come in every 6 to 9 months, just trading in and getting something else, because it was so easy to get credit. It was, the leasing was crazy. Everything was just so abundant that you had no reason not to buy something.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's not the case. So I think that that was probably a little too relaxed at 17 million and unrealistic, and it was inflated by easy credit and too much money probably that spent on cars. Right now we're at the other end. We're paranoid. Now the lenders won't lend to you even if you can pay them back. They want more from you. There's got to be fine balance struck here at some point. And with that in mind, we think that the normal, in quotation marks, rate of sales in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
with regular growth, regular GDP, regular unemployment, you know, stable market, stock market, is about 14.5 million units. This year, we're lucky if we sell about 12.7. Last year, we sold about 11.8. So to get to the 14.5 is still another 2 years, at least. And that's going to be an uphill battle. That's going to be full of uncertainties. And what is probably different now, at least trying to see the glass half full a little bit for the industry.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these manufacturers are now actually able to make money with selling rates of 12 million or less. Whereas this would have been disastrous just
a few years ago.
It really is remarkable. So if we go back to 14 million or plus, it's going to be gravy. You know, when you look at the profits for domestics even, who have suffered so much in the last several years, they were able to post some record profits these last couple of quarters. It's going to be a little tougher going the last half of this year, but that shows that whatever we do in the future in the next couple of years is going to further improve their bottom line. So we have some good things to look forward to in terms of just, you know, forget about the money industry, all that number side, just from the car people. People that are passionate about cars, this is actually good news, because what does that mean? If automakers are making more money, where's that money going to go? Well, some of it's going to go back to shareholders and the government, all that stuff. But a part of it, a good part of it, is going to go to developing new cars, R&D.
Mm-hmm.
And that means even better products for consumers. That means even more exciting things to look forward to, more sizzle for us to look forward to.
Let's talk about some of the hot brands and some of the not-so-hot brands. Which brands are doing particularly well these days, and which brands could see some improvement?
I think the rising star for the last 2-3 years have been the Hyundai and Kia brands.
Mm-hmm.
They were not only at the right place at the right time, they also knew exactly what consumers wanted to have. Consumers wanted to have a lot of car for their money. They wanted value. Value is a key word that propelled Hyundai Kia sales for the last 3 years. They went against the grain, against the trend, where everybody else was suffering with the red lines and negative lines every year. Hyundai and Kia, they both have been able to grow double digits for the last 3 years. Phenomenal growth. And they are not going to stop. Some of the vehicles that they've introduced this year, the new Sonata, Elantra, are some of the best vehicles I've personally seen in those segments.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the best value propositions for consumers. They were able to get the formula right. You give people what they want. You give them a lot of car for their money. And offer them in an attractive package that they'll be proud to drive around the city. And that's exactly what's been going on. So Hyundai, Kia, clear winners. We have the domestics that have come a long way from the brink of bankruptcy.
Very good. One of the things that I love to touch on whenever I get the chance to speak to you is the fact that, you know, a lot of people don't realize the fact that the day of the month that you purchase a car can really make a big difference. Tell us more about that, Jesse.
Every month we look at the next 30 days to see what day of the month is going to probably give you the average highest discount. Now, clearly, you can walk to a dealership any day of the month, and if you know what you're doing, you're prepared with the pricing reports from TrueCar.com, and you did a little bit of homework, you can probably get a similar deal any day. What we're trying to predict is that, on average, if you look at the entire car industry, what is going to be the day that's going to give you the highest, biggest discount?
Mm-hmm.
And this month, it turns out to be, I believe, August 27th, which is the last Saturday of the month. Last Saturday of the month is very common in terms of the best day to buy. And the I guess in this case, some of this old theories about when to buy a car appears to be accurate, because we've been doing this projection for about last 2 years now, and we go back and check it. We don't just predict and sort of let it go. We go back and see if actually we're right or wrong. In terms of guessing the best day to buy, it's been pretty accurate. And, you know, it's not that hard to guess, to be honest, because last Saturday of the month, people are shopping. That's usually the highest volume of the week. And then a lot of consumers do know that most dealerships get paid on volume incentives.
Right.
And the last couple of days of the month, they may be desperate to sell that
scramble
cars. Yeah. Because, you know, as we know in the, well, as some of us know in the automotive industry, a lot of the incentives paid to dealerships now are based on volume incentive scale. So it will be like, okay, if you sell 20 Toyota Camrys this month, Toyota will give you another $500 retro to first unit. I'm not saying this is what's going on this month, but this is an example. So if you sold 17 and they have 2 days ago, you're going to be really motivated as a dealer and salespeople to sell that last three. You might be discounting it a whole lot more than you have the first 17. So there is some truth to that, and I think that the thing to keep in mind from the consumer's perspective is to not get stuck on these generalizations too much. This is almost like a fun fact. You know, if you go to the dealership in what we think is going to be the worst day to buy, you get a great deal. That's completely possible.
Yeah.
We're just simply measuring averages just to give some idea about tendencies in the marketplace.
Remind all of our listeners around the country about the exact destination on the internet that everybody should check out, and about the monthly report.
TrueCar.com is the destination, and we are a hassle-free car buying and pricing company. And the appeal of the site is not only you get a free pricing report, which basically tells you what everybody else is paying for the car you want to buy in your region.
Mm-hmm.
You also are offered with no hassle, one price, upfront price, offers from dealerships that are in your area that are willing to give you this car, they're willing to sell this car at a fixed price with no negotiation. We believe in the truth and transparency in car buying. That's our motto. We're trying to create an intelligent marketplace for both consumers and dealers and manufacturers, where information is transparent, where everybody has the same level of access to data, and the truth prevails at the end of the day. And that's our motto in terms of being able to empower consumers with the market data, also enable them to buy a car with no haggle, no let me talk to my manager games, no stress, just cutting through the clutter to get to why you really are at the dealership, which is that excitement of buying a new car.
Couldn't agree with you more. Jesse, thank you so much for sharing the microphone with us here at the TrueCar.com studios at Pebble Beach. Thanks, my friend.
It's my pleasure, buddy.
We'll take a pit stop and then more around the bend.
It's the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks, home route 66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.